Welcome to Nations of the World podcast series, where we explore a different nation of the world in each episode. Our aim is to bring you, the listener, on an audio journey to discover interesting facts that make each country unique. Welcome to Georgia. This episode was created with one of my listeners in mind, Karen's Gonna Karen. I hope this episode is full of useful tips to help you plan your upcoming trip to this spectacular country. For any other listeners, if you send me a request on either Facebook or Instagram Messenger, I'll work to put your country of interest next in the queue. Otherwise, it's business as usual, covering each nation in alphabetical order. Now, on with the show. Georgia is one of the oldest wine-producing regions in the world. Their unique method is considered a UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. There are 500 grape varieties in the country, including endangered vines not found anywhere else on Earth. Segment 1, Bare Bones. The official name is Georgia, and the local short form is Sakartvelo. Georgians call themselves Kartveli. It's in the Caucasus region between Eastern Europe and Western Asia, in the area that was known as the Silk Road. It's slightly smaller than South Carolina in the United States. The capital is Tbilisi. The population is 3,719,604. The people are known as Georgians. The majority follow Christianity, with Greek Orthodox being the major religion. The currency is the Georgian lari. It is a semi-presidential republic. The flag is a white rectangle with a central red cross extending to all four sides of the flag. Each of the four quadrants displays a small red Bulnar Kuchgeri cross. The flag is sometimes referred to as the five-cross flag. Although adopted as the official Georgian flag in 2004, the five-cross design is based on a 14th-century banner of the Kingdom of Georgia. The large cross in the center represents the Christian faith, while the smaller ones symbolize the five holy wounds of Christ. The national symbols are St. George and the lion. Segment 2, Heart of the Nation. Geography and climate. Georgia is on the line between Eastern Europe and Western Asia in the Caucasus region. Geopolitically, it can be classified as falling within Europe, the Middle East, or both. Georgia views itself as part of Europe. It has four bordering countries, Russia to the north, Azerbaijan to the east, and Turkey and Armenia to the south. The Black Sea makes up its western border with a coastline of 310 kilometers. About 18% of Georgia's area is Russian-occupied. The seized area includes all of Abkhazia and the breakaway region of South Ossetia. The northern region of the country has high mountains. The central and southern parts, while mountainous, are much lower and are covered with alpine fields and forests. In the east, all the rivers join the Mtskvari, or Kura, forming the Caspian Basin, while in the west, the rivers run into the Black Sea. Two mountain ranges, the Great Caucasus Mountains in the north and the Lesser Caucasus Mountains in the south, dominate the country and run parallel to each other between the Caspian and the Black Seas. Georgia controls much of the Caucasus Mountains and the routes through them. The western part of the country along the coast has a mild and humid climate. This region has heavy rainfall throughout the year, totaling 40 to 100 inches or 1,000 to 2,500 millimeters. The eastern plains and highlands have a continental climate. The Greater Caucasus Mountain Range has varying temperate zones, and some are covered in year-round snow, and glaciers are even found here. The mountains isolate the eastern plains and highlands from the sea, and these have a continental climate. The midwinter average temperature is 5 degrees Celsius, or 41 degrees Fahrenheit, and in midsummer it's 22 degrees Celsius, or 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit. The highest point is Mount Shkara in the Caucasus Mountains at 5,193 meters, or 17,040 feet, making it the second highest point in Europe. The lowest point is the Black Sea at 0 meters. The world's 4 deepest caves are all in Georgia, including 2 that are the only known caves deeper than 2,000 meters. Georgia is considered a biodiversity hotspot. It has forest coverage at 41%, and about 65% of the species from the Caucasus region depend on forests. There are also 18 critical freshwater habitats. Ecotourism is one of the country's most rapidly developing subsectors. The establishment of the Borjomi-Karagauli and Materala National Parks has had a positive impact on honey production and quality. There are some 160 households living in the Borjomi-Karagauli National Park Support Zone that are engaged in beekeeping. 53% of the population is engaged in agriculture. Earthquakes are common but rarely cause major damage. It's common to see cracks in buildings and uneven flooring due to past tremors. Linville Cafe in Old Town, Tbilisi, is an example of this with its crooked staircase. Current environmental concerns are air pollution, particularly in Rustavi, water pollution in the Emtkvari River and the Black Sea, inadequate supplies of potable water, soil pollution from toxic chemicals, land and forest degradation, biodiversity loss, and waste management. Georgia is ranked 103 out of 180 nations, with an overall environmental performance index score of 39.10. Plants and animals. Georgia forms part of 2 biodiversity hotspots, the Caucasus and the Irano-Anatolian. Dense forests cover 40% of the country. Several different varieties of palm trees grow in the coastal areas. In the forests, over 80% are broad-leaved, with 50% beech trees and 20% conifers. The forests also include oak, chestnut, alder, Caucasus fir, ash, linden, and apple and pear trees. In the west, the underbrush is dominated by rhododendrons and holly. Citrus groves are found throughout the country, and long rows of eucalyptus trees line the country roads. There are 4,100 plant species. 20% of Georgia's endemic flora are calcophyllos lithophytes, observed in the limestone ridges of Kolkheti, and presently endangered. Lithophytes are plants that grow in or on rocks. Another 80% of endemic plants associated with limestone habitats are endangered due to overgrazing, infrastructure development, tourism and recreation, and global climate change. Invasive fungus disease poses significant threat to endangered woody plants, such as the chestnut tree, Americian oak, Colchis box tree, and elm tree. Over the last 2 to 3 years, the Colchis box tree disease has spread across up to 65% of the Kentrishi protected landscape area. Typical native animal species are tur, chamois, deer, lynx, harriers, and wild goats. There has been some success in the efforts to increase the deer population since 2007, which are critically endangered. The West Caucasian tur, a mountain-dwelling goat antelope, is endangered and native to the western half of the Caucasus Mountains in Georgia and European Russia. They are nocturnal and prefer to forage in the open at night and shelter in the shade of cliffs during the day. Females lie in herds of around 10 individuals, while males are solitary. They stand at about 1 meter or 3.3 feet tall at the shoulder and weigh about 65 kilograms or 143 pounds. They have large, narrow bodies with short legs. Their coat is chestnut in color, with yellow underbelly and darker legs. Their horns are scimitar-shaped and heavily ridged. In males, these horns are around 70 centimeters or 28 inches, while in females they're much smaller. They are herbivores and eat mainly grass and leaves. In the mountains, there are wolves, bears, lynx, and even leopards. In the southern area, there are gazelles, jackals, and wild boar. Along the seacoast, there are flamingos, pelicans, and even the rare red-footed falcon. In and around the lakes are otters, beavers, and sturgeons. The Caucasus Mountains are home to some of the world's most dangerous animals. The brown bear is one and can weigh up to 600 pounds. They will attack if they feel threatened. Wolves also pose a threat as they hunt in packs. There are many venomous snakes in the country, including vipers and cobras. Vipers tend to live near streams or wetlands and hide under rocks during the day and hunt at night. Cobras prefer dry habitats, such as deserts, open plains, and forests. The European bison is found throughout the region, but prefers colder areas such as the mountain regions or in the north. On average, they reach 6 feet tall when standing upright and can weigh up to 2,200 pounds. They're gentle giants with shaggy coats that range from deep black to reddish brown. This animal is critically endangered due to hunting and habitat loss. The Persian leopard is found in the Lesser Caucasus Mountains in Georgia. It has a grayish and slightly red coat with large rosettes on the flanks and back, smaller ones on the shoulder and upper legs, and spots on the head and neck. It's a solitary animal, and when they encounter each other, they can engage in a fight. During this encounter, they emit a rasping or coughing sound. They are active mainly from dusk till dawn and rest for most of the day in thickets among rocks or over tree branches. They usually hunt on the ground and stalk their prey, following about 5 meters or 16 feet and pouncing to kill by suffocation. Leopards are vocal and growl, snarl, meow, and even purr. They are carnivores and feed on a wide range of animals, from wild goats to boar, deer, hares, porcupines, and occasionally livestock and herding dogs. It is currently listed as endangered, as they've been hunted for the fur trade, poaching, and for traditional medicine ingredients. There is thought to be less than 1,000 mature individuals. The Eurasian lynx is the largest of all lynxes, with males reaching weights of 66 pounds. Its thick coat varies in color from yellowish brown to gray. It also has black tufts on the tips of its ears and 2 parallel stripes that run along its back. It mainly stays in dense forests where it can hunt for birds, small animals such as rodents and hares, and fish. The unofficial national animal of Georgia is the wolf. It symbolizes courage and strength, which represents the spirit of resilience and determination that Georgians have displayed throughout history. The wolf also symbolizes protection and loyalty, which many citizens feel towards their country and culture. Georgian folklore often includes wolves who are wise and protect those who respect them. One unsuspecting creature to be aware of is the centipede. Although it isn't deadly to humans, some have venomous claws and can inject venom into their prey. Birdwatching is one of Georgia's attractions. The forests are home to about 350 species of birds. Among the birds of prey, the most endangered is the eastern imperial eagle. Several bat populations have declined recently due to habitat degradation and disturbance of their shelters. The Egyptian vulture is also endangered. Along the Armenian border in the South Harbor areas are cranes, white storks, and Caspian snowcocks. Freshwater fishing is prominent in the country, and mountain rivers are full of trout. The trout population has decreased by 30% between 1995 and 2005. Carp and catfish are also plentiful in lakes and rivers. All 6 species of sturgeon found in coastal waters and river deltas are threatened. People. The ethnic groups are Georgian at 86.8%, Azeri at 6.3%, Armenian at 4.5%, and other at 2.3%. The languages spoken are Georgian, the official language, at 87.6%, Azeri at 6.2%, Armenian at 3.9%, and Russian at 1.2%. The Georgian language belongs to the Kartvelian language family and is spoken primarily in Georgia. Georgian is one of the 14 unique scripts in the world, having its own distinct alphabet known as McHedrally. It consists of 33 characters, and it doesn't use words of gender or capital letters. According to the Royal Annals, the Georgian script was invented in the 3rd century BC by King Parnavaz I and is said to be based on Aramaic from the time of Jesus. Parnavaz made the Georgian language an official language of the kingdom, making it one of the oldest alphabets still in use in the world. It's considered one of the most beautiful alphabets with its many artistic swirls. It has many sounds not familiar to other languages, such as some consonants that have a sudden guttural sound coming from the back of the throat and emitted with a puff of air. Older generations from the Soviet Union learned Georgian and Russian. Since the collapse of the empire, schools have switched to teaching English. Georgia was one of the earliest Christian nations, adopting Christianity as the state religion in the 4th century. While many other European countries are seeing a decline in religion adherence, Georgia's is growing. The Orthodox Church is central to much of the culture. The Apostolic Autocephalous Orthodox Church of Georgia, commonly known as the Georgian Orthodox Church or the Orthodox Church of Georgia, is in full communion with the other churches of Eastern Orthodoxy. It asserts apostolic foundation and that its historical roots can be traced to the early and late Christianization of Iberia and Colchis by Andrew the Apostle in the 1st century AD and by St. Nino in the 4th century AD, respectively. As in similar autocephalous Eastern Orthodox Christian churches, the church's highest governing body is the Holy Synod of Bishops. The Georgian Orthodox Church is the most trusted institution in Georgia. According to a 2013 survey, 95% of respondents had a favorable opinion of its work. The Georgian Orthodox Church plays a significant role in the country's culture and identity, with numerous ancient churches, monasteries, and religious traditions. Most Georgian people are members of this church. Most Orthodox religious ceremonies are held in churches and conducted by priests. Easter and Christmas are the two biggest. There are daily services such as weddings and baptisms in the churches. However, many who claim to be religious seldom attend church. There is great respect for the deceased, and many rituals are performed around the death of someone, including funerals, wakes, and caring for graves. Although people believe in an afterlife, there is no clear understanding of its nature. There are religious minorities, such as Muslims and Jews. Georgia has one of the oldest Jewish communities in the world. Georgian Jews have lived in the country for approximately 2,600 years, while Ashkenazi Jews came in the 19th century. In Ajara, most Georgians are Sunni Muslims, along with a few inhabitants of the Meshkedi region. Several Protestant churches are active, with the Baptist being the most successful. Other growing religions in the country, such as Jehovah's Witnesses, meet with hostility and aggression from the established churches. The 2022 report on international religious freedom for Georgia states, "The Constitution prohibits religious persecution and recognizes equality for all, regardless of religion, subject to considerations of public safety or health or the rights of others. It stipulates the independence of the Georgian Orthodox Church, GOC, and recognizes the GOC's outstanding role in the country's history. Laws and policies grant the GOC unique privileges." In April 2022, the government approved the Seventh-day Adventists' registration as a legal entity under public law. During the year, the non-governmental organization, Tolerance and Diversity Institution, or TDI, again said that prosecutors continued to fail to indict individuals for religiously motivated crimes. Parliament again failed to comply with a court order to end exclusive tax and property privileges granted to the GOC or to extend those benefits to other religious groups. Muslims again cited a lack of government transparency in decisions on mosque construction. a long-standing legal dispute between the Muslim community and the Batumi city government over a proposed mosque remained unresolved. Marriage is rarely prearranged except in the Muslim communities. The basic household is the nuclear family, but it's not uncommon for grandparents to live with the family and help with the care of the children. Georgian weddings are typically very large, with both sides inviting at least 100 people. Women currently married between the ages of 15 and 49 are at 67.1%. 17% of young women are married before the age of 18. Women, on the average, have their first child at the age of 26. A recent problem is the increasingly high death rate of newborn babies, as well as an increase in premature births. Children do play a big role in the family, and much focus is spent on their education and development, with early intellectual development of infants being valued. Different skills are taught by the parents depending on the gender of the child. Boys learn to be strong and courageous and work with cars and tools. Girls are taught to be modest and the basics of housekeeping, sewing, and cooking. Girls also are more often the ones who are taught to play musical instruments. The Realization of Children's Rights Index places Georgia at 7.79 out of 10. Poverty is a main problem, with about one-third of the population living below the poverty line. Discrimination affects minority children, disabled, refugees, and those from poor families. Sexual discrimination experienced in the country means that girls don't have the same rights or options as boys. Child labor is a problem, as almost 20% of children are made to work to provide for their families. Some even work without going to school. Due to the armed conflicts, many children have suffered physical and mental trauma. In addition, 30,000 people have been displaced because of conflicts and are living in refugee camps. Child abuse does occur in the home, and the country is working to ban corporal punishment in schools. Georgians believe that a guest is a gift from God. Their hospitality is often displayed by holding a supra, or Georgian feast, where guests are warmly welcomed, well-fed, and entertained. The table is full of different dishes, and people sit around it for hours. The host, called the tamada, or the toast maker, oversees keeping the audience at the table engaged. Out will come a bottle of cha-cha, the Georgian schnapps, or a large bottle of homemade wine. Supra revolves around many toasts, where a tamada talks for several minutes. Each toast has its own theme, and the tamada must be very good at entertaining a crowd and holding his liquor. Excuses to refuse a drink are not accepted, and one will be offered a bed for the night if the excuse is that you need to drive back. Supras are integral to Georgian social life and are a symbol of friendship and community. The common greeting is for both men and women to kiss each other on the cheek in public places. Kissing on the lips and intimate hugging in public are not acceptable. It's also common for people to shake hands, but less so for women. It's customary for the person with the higher social status or the woman to initiate the greeting. In the countryside, strangers are often greeted by people. You may see men embrace while walking in the street. As far as keeping distance, the closer the relationship, the closer people will stand to one another. It's frowned upon for women to gaze at a stranger or to smoke in the street. Georgians pride themselves on their reputation for being gregarious and hospitable. They're not afraid to express their emotions, and direct eye contact conveys trust. Table manners are generally relaxed. Your hands should stay visible with your elbows not resting on the table. The oldest person there will be served first. You will be offered seconds, so start with smaller portions. It is polite to finish everything on your plate. Lively conversation is the norm at the dinner table. If invited to one's home, a small gift of chocolates, flowers, or alcohol is appreciated. Don't be surprised if your taxi driver offers you a piece of fruit at the end of your ride, or for the hotel staff to offer you a glass of local wine. It's normal to see clothing and linens hanging out on the lines to dry. People's feelings take precedence over facts. You might not get the whole truth when bad news is conveyed, and you should be sensitive when communicating difficult information. On the happiness index, Georgia scored 5.29 on a scale of 0 unhappy to 10 happy. Urbanism and architecture. Settlement is concentrated in the Central Valley, particularly in the capital city of Tbilisi in the east. Smaller urban patches dot the Black Sea coast, with Batumi being the largest. Nearly half of Georgia's 4.3 million people now live in rural areas and have ownership of some land, although not all rural households are full-time farming. The urban population is 63% of the total population. There are 1.08 million living in the capital of Tbilisi. The population density is 64.2 persons per square kilometer, or 166 per square mile. Many settlements are built around a church in the center or on a hill. In rural areas, the architecture is typically two-story stone buildings with large verandas. Urban architecture resembles that of the Soviet era. Government buildings and sculptures from that time have a certain pompous and foreboding feel to them. Tbilisi has a mixture of worn-down Soviet apartment blocks and ultra-modern hotels and skyscrapers. Along with these are the maze-like Old Town and the Renaissance-style Rustaveli and Agmashenabeli avenues, full of boutique shops and brand-name stores. Tbilisi has a very advanced and sophisticated transportation network. The metro gives easy access to the most developed areas. The city's public buses take you beyond where the metro stops. The Metro Money Card is the official pass for all public buses and the metro. You may also just use a contactless debit or credit card for public transport. The mashrutkas, or minivans, can take you into places the buses can't reach, such as narrow or steep roads. Pedestrians are not given the right of way, so care should be taken when crossing the street. Many ideological buildings were built after World War II, during the time Georgia was a Soviet Socialist Republic. These often were designed around themes of Soviet historicism, including stars, fists, and Red Army soldiers. During the 70s and 80s, they were more often abstract works of modernism. One is the monument of the Treaty of Georgievsk in the mountains near Gudwari. It's circular, with no roof, having arches, and featuring interior mosaics. The Tiger and the Knight shows a man and a tiger with their arms and legs locked in a fighting stance atop a tall golden-colored platform. A lot of effort has been put into creating architecturally appealing buildings to impress foreign investors and politicians. Many of these are space-age architecture. The Parliament building is a huge glass bubble. Many of the newer police stations have been built from all glass and are see-through. This effort is part of the symbolic presentation of Georgia's aspirations for democratic transparency. Starting in 2003, the acting president, Mikhail Saakashvili, hired Italian architect Michele DeLucci to design new homes for what were once the most corrupt institutions in Georgia, the presidency and the Ministry of Internal Affairs. The presidential palace was built with a central dome constructed out of glass to symbolize transparency of the presidency. The main structure itself is a modern interpretation of the White House in Washington, D.C. In 2013, the Tbilisi Public Service Hall was opened, an elegant structure of 28,000 square meters, or 301,400 square feet. It claims to be the world's largest public service center. The building has seven box-shaped structures that encircle a large central lobby, which acts as a hub for the complex and is entirely open. Each of the buildings are connected by interior sky bridges that traverse the central lobby. The building is topped by large white petal-looking structures that overlap each other and are supported by tree trunk-like columns at heights to 35 meters or 115 feet. Gorey's Public Service Hall is a large glass dome that has a white strip across its center extending down to the ground, forming a long entryway. Batumi's Alphabet Tower is a large observation tower made of metal and glass. The sides are covered by strips of metal, forming a double helix, with each strand adorned by the letters of the Georgian alphabet. Axis towers are two towers which are a mirror of the other, one rotating clockwise and the other counterclockwise. One is white and the other's black. They're at a height of 147 meters or 482 feet, with 37 floors, and are the first twisting skyscrapers in Georgia. One more structure to note is the Bridge of Peace, a bow-shaped pedestrian bridge of steel and glass illuminated with numerous LEDs over the Kura River. It stretches 150 meters or 490 feet, connecting Old Tbilisi with the new district at Rika Park. The house that Joseph Stalin was born in the city of Gori, has been protected by a neoclassical temple that was built around it. It's located on Stalin Avenue, and when you visit the Stalin Museum, admission to the house and Stalin's bulletproof train carriage are included. Almost all high-rise buildings in Georgia require riders of their elevators to pay, albeit a very small sum to go up, but it's free to ride down. History. Archaeology shows that there was a Neolithic culture in modern Georgia as early as the 5th millennium BC. Between that time and the modern era, several ethnic groups invaded or migrated into the region, merging with the numerous indigenous tribes to form the base of the modern Georgian people. In the last centuries of the pre-Christian era, Georgia, in the form of the Kingdom of Kartli Iberia, was strongly influenced by Greece to the west and Persia to the east. After the Roman Empire completed its conquest of the Caucasus region in 66 BC, the kingdom was a Roman client state and ally for some 400 years. In 330 AD, King Marian III's acceptance of Christianity ultimately tied Georgia to the neighboring Byzantine Empire, which exerted a strong cultural influence for several centuries. Although Arabs captured the capital city of Tbilisi in 645 AD, Kartli Iberia retained considerable independence under local Arab rulers. In 813 AD, the Armenian prince Ashot I became the first of the Bagrationi family to rule Georgia. Ashot's reign began a period of nearly 1,000 years during which the Bagratides, as the house was known, ruled at least part of what is now Georgia. Beginning around 1100 AD, David IV, called the Builder, initiated the Georgian Golden Age by driving the Turks from the country and expanding Georgian cultural and political influence southward into Armenia and eastward to the Caspian Sea. That era of unparalleled power and prestige for the Georgian monarchy concluded with Queen Tamar's reign from 1184 to 1212. At the end of that period, Georgia was well known in the Christian West and relied upon as an ally by the Crusaders. Outside the national boundaries, several provinces were dependent to some degree on Georgian power. The Trabzon Empire, on the southern shore of the Black Sea, regions in the Caucasus to the north and east, and southern Azerbaijan. The Mongols invaded in 1236. After that, the Ottoman and Persian empires competed for influence in the region for the next three centuries. In the late 1700s, the Bagratid line again achieved substantial independence. Heraclius II united different regions in the country and began efforts to gain Russian protection from the Turks, who were threatening to retake his kingdom. Georgia was absorbed into the Russian Empire in the 19th century. Independent for 3 years from 1918 to 21, following the Russian Revolution, it was forcibly incorporated into the USSR in 1921. From 1922 until 1936, Georgia was part of a united Transcaucasian Soviet Federated Socialist Republic, or TSFSR, within the Soviet Union. In 1936, the Federated Republic was split up as Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia, which remained separate Soviet Socialist Republics of the Soviet Union until the end of 1991. Although Stalin and Lavrenty Beria, his chief of secret police from 1938 to 53, were both Georgians, Stalin's regime oppressed Georgians as severely as it oppressed citizens of other Soviet republics. The most notable manifestations of this policy were the execution of 5,000 nobles in 1924 as a punishment for a Menshevik revolt, and the purge of Georgian intellectuals and artists in 1936-37. Georgia was not invaded in World War II. It contributed more than 500,000 fighters to the Red Army, however, and was a vital source of textiles and munitions. Stalin's successful appeal for patriotic unity eclipsed Georgian nationalism during the war and diffused it in the years following. The full Soviet centralized economic planning structure was in place in Georgia by 1934. Between 1940 and 1958, the republic's industrial output grew by 240%. In that time, the influence of traditional village life decreased significantly for a large part of the Georgian population. Upon Stalin's death in 1953, Georgian nationalism revived and resumed its struggle against dictates from the central government in Moscow. In the 1950s, reforms under Soviet leader Nikita S. Khrushchev included the shifting of economic authority from Moscow to republic-level officials. But the Russian Khrushchev's repudiation of Stalin set off a backlash in Georgia. In 1956, hundreds of Georgians were killed when they demonstrated against Khrushchev's policy of de-Stalinization. Long afterward, many Stalin monuments and place names, as well as the museum constructed at Stalin's birthplace in the town of Gori, northwest of Tbilisi, were maintained. Only with Mikhail S. Gorbachev's policy of glasnost in the late 1980s did criticism of Stalin become acceptable, and a full account of Stalin's crimes against his fellow Georgians became known in Georgia. In the 1970s and early 80s, Shevardnadze, as the Communist Party's first secretary, successfully walked a narrow line between the demands of Moscow and the Georgians' growing desire for national autonomy. He maintained political and economic control while listening carefully to popular demands and making strategic concessions. His reputation for honesty and political courage earned Shevardnadze great popularity among Georgians. The awarding of the Order of Lenin by the Communist Party of the Soviet Union in 1978, and the appointment as Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Soviet Union in 1985. In April 1989, Soviet troops broke up a peaceful demonstration at the government building in Tbilisi. Under unclear circumstances, 20 Georgians, mostly women and children, were killed. The military authorities and the official media blamed the demonstrators, and opposition leaders were arrested. The Georgian public was outraged. What was afterwards referred to as the April Tragedy fundamentally radicalized political life in the republic. In 1990, Zviad Gamsakhurdia, arguably the most virulently anti-communist politician ever elected in a Soviet republic, was elected. He moved quickly to assert Georgia's independence from Moscow. He took steps to bring the Georgian KGB and Ministry of Internal Affairs, both overseen until then from Moscow, under his control. Gamsakhurdia refused to attend meetings called by Gorbachev to preserve a working union among the rapidly separating Soviet republics. Gamsakhurdia's communications with the Soviet leader usually took the form of angry telegrams and telephone calls. In May 1991, Gamsakhurdia ended the collection in Georgia of Gorbachev's national sales tax on the grounds that it damaged the Georgian economy. Soon, Georgia ceased all payments to Moscow, and the central government took steps to isolate the republic economically. Rather than consent to participate in Gorbachev's March 1991 referendum on preserving a Federation of Soviet Republics, Gamsa Kurdia organized a separate referendum on Georgian independence. The measure was approved by 98.9% of Georgian voters. Shortly thereafter, on the second anniversary of the April tragedy, April 9, 1991, the Georgian parliament passed a declaration of independence from the Soviet Union. Once the Soviet Union collapsed at the end of 91, Georgia refused to participate in the formation or subsequent activities of the Commonwealth of Independent States, or CIS, the loose confederation of independent republics that succeeded the Soviet Union. In May 1991, Gamsa Kurdia was elected president of Georgia, receiving over 86% of the vote in the first popular presidential election in a Soviet republic. The August 1991 coup attempt against Gorbachev in Moscow marked a turning point in Georgian as well as in Soviet politics. Gamsa Kurdia made it clear that he believed the coup, headed by the Soviet Minister of Defense and the head of the KGB, was both inevitable and likely to succeed. Accordingly, he ordered Russian President Boris and Yeltsin's proclamations against the coup removed from the streets of Tbilisi. Gamsa Kurdia also ordered the National Guard to turn in its weapons, disband, and integrate itself into the forces of the Ministry of Internal Affairs. Opposition leaders immediately denounced this action as capitulation to the coup. In defiance of Gamsa Kurdia, National Guard Commander Tengiz Kitovani led most of his troops out of Tbilisi. The opposition to Gamsa Kurdia demanded that he resign and call new parliamentary elections. Gamsa Kurdia refused to compromise, and his troops forcibly dispersed a large opposition rally in Tbilisi in September of 91. On December 22nd, intense fighting broke out in central Tbilisi after government troops again used force to disperse demonstrators. At this point, the National Guard and the Makedrioni besieged Gamsa Kurdia and his supporters in the heavily fortified parliament building. Gunfire and bombs severely damaged central Tbilisi, and Gamsa Kurdia fled the city in early January 1992 to seek refuge outside Georgia. A military council made up of Sigwa Kitovani and Makedrioni leader Jaba Ioseliani took control after Gamsa Kurdia's departure. Shortly thereafter, a political consultative council and a larger state council were formed to provide more decisive leadership. In March 1992, Eduard Shevardnadze returned to Georgia at the invitation of the military council. Shortly thereafter, Shevardnadze joined Ioseliani, Sigwa, and Kitovani to form the State Council Presidium. All four were given the right of veto over state council decisions. Gamsa Kurdia continued to play a direct role in Georgian politics, characterizing Shevardnadze as an agent of Moscow in a neo-communist conspiracy against Georgia. The autonomous areas of South Ossetia and Abkhazia added to the problems of Georgia's post-Soviet governments. By 1993, separatist movements in those regions threatened to tear the republic into several sections. Intimations of Russian interference in the ethnic crises also complicated Georgia's relations with its giant neighbor. The first major crisis faced by the Gamsa Kurdia regime was in the South Ossetia Autonomous Region, which was largely populated by Ossetians, a separate ethnic group speaking a language based on Persian. In December 1990, Gamsa Kurdia summarily abolished the region's autonomous status within Georgia in response to its longtime efforts to gain independence. When the South Ossetian Regional Legislature took its first steps toward secession and union with the North Ossetian Autonomous Republic of Russia, Georgian forces invaded. The resulting conflict lasted throughout 1991, causing thousands of casualties and creating tens of thousands of refugees on both sides of the Georgian-Russian border. Yeltsin mediated in a ceasefire in July 1992, and Moscow began closer ties with South Ossetia. South Ossetia seceded from Georgia in 1992 and proclaimed itself an independent republic. Georgia and most UN countries do not recognize this independence. Georgia sees this as an annexation by Russia. The people of Ossetia are known as Ossetian and speak a language distantly related to Persian. The population is about 56,500. Abkhazia is a de facto independent country on the eastern coast of the Black Sea. It has been recognized as an independent state by 5 UN member states. All other states regard it as being part of Georgia. It was a kingdom during the Middle Ages and united with the Kingdom of Georgia. In the 16th century, it was conquered by the Ottomans, then in the 19th century by Russia. In 1921, it became a republic within the Soviet Union, and in 1931, it was fully incorporated into Georgia as an autonomous republic. In the Abkhazian Autonomous Republic of Georgia, the Abkhazian population, like the Ossetians, a distinct ethnic group, feared that the Georgians would eliminate their political autonomy and destroy the Abkhaz as a cultural entity. On one hand, a long history of ill will between the Abkhaz and the Georgians was complicated by the minority status of the Abkhaz within the Autonomous Republic and by periodic Georgianization campaigns, first by the Soviet and later by the Georgian government. On the other hand, the Georgian majority in Abkhazia resented disproportionate distribution of political and administrative positions to the Abkhaz. Beginning in 1978, Moscow had sought to head off Abkhazian demands for independence by allocating as much as 67% of party and government positions to the Abkhaz, although, according to the 1989 census, 2.5 times as many Georgians as Abkhaz lived in Abkhazia. In the 1980s, the Abkhaz people demanded to have full Soviet Socialist Republic status, not subordinate to Georgia. In 1992, Georgia declared independence from Russia, and in 1993, Abkhaz followed. In 92 and 93, Abkhaz, backed by the Russian army, fought a war against Georgia, and it identified itself as a de facto independent country. Tensions in Abkhazia led to open warfare on a much larger scale than in South Ossetia. In July 1992, the Abkhazian Supreme Soviet voted to return to the 1925 constitution, under which Abkhazia was separate from Georgia. In August 1992, a force of the Georgian National Guard was sent to the Abkhazian capital of Sukhumi with orders to protect Georgian rail and road supply lines and to secure the border with Russia. When Abkhazian authorities reacted to this transgression of their self-proclaimed sovereignty, hundreds were killed in fighting between Abkhazian and Georgian forces, and large numbers of refugees fled across the border into Russia or into other parts of Georgia. The Abkhazian government was forced to flee Sukhumi. For two centuries, the Abkhaz had viewed Russia as a protector of their interests against the Georgians. Accordingly, the Georgian incursion of 1992 brought an Abkhazian plea for Russia to intervene and settle the issue. An unknown number of Russian military personnel and volunteers also fought on the side of the Abkhaz, and Shevardnadze accused Yeltsin of intentionally weakening Georgia's national security by supporting separatists. After the failure of 3 ceasefires in September 1993, Abkhazian forces besieged and captured Sukhumi and drove the remaining Georgian forces out of Abkhazia. In the fall of 1993, mediation efforts by the UN and Russia were slowed by Georgia's struggle against Gamsa Kurdia's forces in Mingrelia, south of Abkhazia. In early 1994, a de facto ceasefire remained in place, with the Ingouri River in the northwest Georgia serving as the dividing line. Separatist forces made occasional forays into Georgian territory. In September 1993, Gamsa Curdia took advantage of the struggle in Abkhazia to return to Georgia and rally enthusiastic but disorganized Mingrelians against the demoralized Georgian army. Although Gamsa Curdia initially represented his return as a rescue of Georgian forces, he included Abkhazian troops in his new advance. Gamsa Curdia's forces took several towns in western Georgia, adding urgency to an appeal by Shevardnadze for Russian military assistance. In mid-October, the addition of Russian weapons, supply line security, and technical assistance turned the tide against Gamsa Curdia and brought a quick end to hostilities on the Mingrelian front. His cause apparently lost, Gamsa Curdia committed suicide in January 1994. In 2003, when the incumbent Georgian government tried to manipulate parliamentary elections, it touched off widespread protests that led to the resignation of the then acting president, who had been in office since 1995. That movement, which acted to remove the government, became known as the Rose Revolution, and it ushered in new elections in early 2004. This government made progress on market reforms, but was known for its abuse of power. At the same time, Russia was backing the separatist regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia, which led to periodic flare-ups in tension and violence that culminated in a 5-day conflict in August 2008 between Georgia and Russia. Russia invaded large portions of Georgian territory, and Russia recognized the independence of the two separatist regions, and Russia military forces remain in those regions. Abkhazian's national language is Abkhaz, and is spoken by about 40% of the population. The second official language is Russian, which is the main language in education and administration. There is an Armenian population of about 40,000, and the country's population is about 240,000. In 2012, billionaire Bidzina Ivanishvili took office as prime minister, and his team created a new government before the president's term ended in 2013. At the time, these changes in leadership represented unique examples of a former Soviet state that emerged to conduct democratic and peaceful government transitions of power. Adjara, or Achara, officially known as the Autonomous Republic of Adjara, is a political administrative region of Georgia. It is in the country's southwestern corner on the coast of the Black Sea near the foot of the Lesser Caucasus Mountains north of Turkey. It was under Turkish rule from the 17th century until 1878. From 1922 to 1991, it was an autonomous republic of the USSR. Once the USSR was dissolved, it became part of the newly independent country of Georgia. From 1991 to 2004, the region was under the leadership of a pro-Russian ruler from a distinguished family of Adjar descent. In 2000, it was officially designated an autonomous republic. This area is known for its viticulture, or the study of grape cultivation, tobacco, and beekeeping. It has many interesting monuments from the stone, bronze, iron, and classical era. Other architecture includes monasteries, fortresses, and bridges from the Middle Ages. Following Georgia's independence from Russia, the United States established diplomatic relations with Georgia. The United States supports Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders, and condemns Russia's 2008 invasion of the Georgian regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia, which remain occupied by Russia today. Government. It is a semi-presidential republic with women making up 19.05% of the population in parliament. Joining the EU and NATO are among the country's top foreign policy goals, and Georgia applied for EU membership in March 2022. In June 2014, the EU and Georgia signed an association agreement, which went into force in July of 2016. Georgia has a deep and comprehensive free trade agreement with the EU, and Georgian citizens can travel to the Schengen area without a visa. Georgia has had a relationship with NATO since 1992 and declared its aspiration to join in 2002. The military is working to make itself more compatible with NATO and has participated in multinational exercises and security operations abroad with NATO, such as Afghanistan, where it was one of the top non-NATO contributors, and Kosovo. The GDF has also contributed troops to EU and UN missions. The executive branch consists of the president as chief of state, the prime minister as head of government, and the cabinet of ministers. The president is elected by a 300-member college of electors for a 5-year term, eligible for a second term. The prime minister is nominated by parliament and appointed by the president. The legislative branch is a unicameral parliament with 150 seats. Members serve 4-year terms. The judicial branch includes the Supreme Court as the highest court, with 28 judges organized into several specialized judicial chambers. They're appointed for life. The Constitutional Court consists of 9 judges who serve 10-year terms. The legal system is a civil law system, and it accepts compulsory International Court of Justice jurisdiction. There are 9 regions and 14 political parties. Citizenship is not granted by birth in the country. For citizenship by descent only, at least one parent must be a citizen of Georgia. Dual citizenship is not recognized. Residency requirement for naturalization is 10 years. Universal suffrage is at 18 years of age. The Parliament of Georgia adopted a resolution in 2020 which determined that the GDF, the Georgia Defense Forces, would have a maximum peacetime strength of 37,000 troops. Most of the military's inventory consists of Soviet-era weapons and equipment, although in recent years it's received armaments from several European countries as well as the United States. The age for voluntary military service for men and women is 18 to 27 years. Conscription was abolished in 2016, but was reinstated in 2017 for men 18 to 27 years of age. The service time for conscripted individuals is 12 months. Approximately 6 to 7,000 individuals are conscripted annually, where approximately 25% enter the defense forces, and the remainder serve in the Ministry of Internal Affairs or as prison guards in the Ministry of Corrections. As of 2022, women made up about 8% of the military's full-time personnel. Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022, Georgia has seen its economy grow to its highest level in years due to the influx of Russian businesses, information and communications technology specialists, and money transfers. This growth may only be temporary, and conditions could still easily change depending on future events. Meanwhile, the Russian inflow is also a source of concern, as some Georgians fear it could prompt Putin to target their country next. In addition, Ukrainian refugees use Georgia not just as a transit country, but also as a destination. There are 26,660 Ukrainian refugees. There are 308,000 Georgians, partly from those who were displaced in the 1990s because of armed conflict in the breakaway republics of Abkhazia and South Ossetia, and others who are displaced from the fighting between Georgia and Russia over South Ossetia in 2008. Russia maintains military bases and troops in Abkhazia and South Ossetia. There are 530 stateless persons. Most refugees and asylum seekers are coming from Iraq, Iran, Ukraine, the Russian Federation, and Egypt. Georgia is a transit country for opiates produced in Asia, trafficked into Ukraine or Moldova via the Black Sea for other European destinations. It is not a major corridor for synthetic drug smuggling operations. There is a domestic synthetic market for ecstasy MDMA, amphetamines, and cannabis, with ecstasy laced with fentanyl, the drug of choice. United States government assistance to Georgia supports the consolidation of Georgia's democracy, its integration into Euro-Atlantic institutions, progress toward a peacefully unified nation secure in its borders, and further development of its free market economy. The United States and Georgia have signed a bilateral investment and trade agreement. Georgia can export many products duty-free to the United States under the Generalized System of Preferences program. The 2022 report on human rights practices for Georgia states, credible reports of torture or inhuman, cruel, or degrading treatment, arbitrary arrest or incarcerations, serious problems with the independence of the judiciary, along with investigations and prosecutions widely considered to be politically motivated, arbitrary or unlawful interference with privacy, serious restrictions on freedom of expression and media, including violence and threats of violence against journalists, substantial interference with the freedom of peaceful assembly and freedom of association, and crimes involving violence or threats of violence targeting LGBTI persons and activists. The government took steps to investigate some officials for human rights abuses, but impunity remained a problem. Russian-occupied regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia remained outside central government control, and de facto authorities were supported by Russian forces. The cessation of hostilities from 2008 remained in effect, but Russian guards restricted the movement of local populations. There are significant human rights issues in these regions. In the Freedom House Freedom in the World report of 2023, Georgia scored 58 out of 100 and is considered partially free in the areas of political rights and civil liberties. The full-scale Russian military invasion of Ukraine dominated political discourse during the year. Georgian leaders offered mixed messages about support for Ukraine. For example, the prime minister announced that Georgia would not join sanctions against Russia, even as the National Bank enforced the sanctions. A significant influx of Russian migrants crossed the border into Georgia during the year. Together with Ukraine and Moldova, Georgia applied for European Union membership. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Georgia, Part 1. Please subscribe to Nations of the World podcast series so you won't miss our next episode, Georgia, Part 2. Gaining knowledge about other people and their culture is often the best way to understanding who they are and why they do things a certain way. This in turn can make us less fearful of differences and hopefully more accepting. Let's face it, we're all human and we all share the same world.